Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilization spirit. The Prime Minister wrote this in an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in Gujarat in the year 1026. Lauding the efforts of those who contributed in the restoration of the Somnath Temple, Mr. Modi said that another important milestone will be completed in 2026, marking 75 years since the restored temple was opened to devotees. Prime Minister Modi said it was in January 1026 that Mahmud of Ghazni attacked this temple, seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. Later, sharing an audio on social media platform, Mr. Modi said, 1,000 years later, the temple still stands as glorious as ever because of the countless efforts to restore Somnath to its grandeur.
सोमनाथ हमें यह बताता है कि घृणा और कट्टरता में विनाश की विकृत ताकत हो सकती है, लेकिन आस्था में सृजन की शक्ति होती है। करोड़ों श्रद्धालुओं के लिए सोमनाथ आज भी आशा का अनंत नाद है। यह विश्वास का वह स्वर है जो टूटने के बाद भी उठने की प्रेरणा देता है। अगर 1,000 साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है, तो हम 1,000 साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं।
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will visit Somnath Temple in Gujarat on Sunday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned the Indian Coast Guard's or ICG first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, Samudra Pratap, in Goa today. At the commissioning of Samudra Pratap, the Defence Minister hailed the vessel as a symbol of the country's collective resolve and maritime confidence. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that electronics production in the country has increased 6 times and exports have grown 8 times in the last 11 years. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said Apple shipped mobile phones worth $50 billion in 2025. He said this progress has propelled electronics products among the top 3 exported items. The passing out parade of 2,700 trainees of INS Chilka will be held on the 8th of this month. INS Chilka is Indian Navy's training establishment for sailors and Agniveers, located in Odisha near Chilka Lake. The Ministry of Defence informed that the parade marks the successful culmination of 16 weeks of rigorous training, which prepares the trainees to meet the challenges of modern-day naval operations. The Uttar Pradesh government has decided to give 3 years relaxation in the upper age limit for applicants of recently advertised UP Police and PSC Constable recruitment. After the directions of the Chief Minister, Yogi Adityanath, it has been decided to provide a one-time 3-year relaxation in the maximum age limit for the proposed direct recruitment to 2025 for UP Civilian Police and equivalent positions. A total of 32,679 posts will be filled under direct recruitment 2025. Supreme Court has refused to grant bail to activists Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam in the 2020 Delhi riots conspiracy matter, saying there was prima facie case against the accused under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act or UAPA. Meanwhile, the BJP has demanded an apology from Congress for supporting 2020 Delhi riots accused Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar reached France today on the first leg of his two-nation visit, which includes Luxembourg. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he visited exposition Circa Satkam, Woven Stories Between India and France in Paris. During his visit, Dr. Jayashankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the US operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.